3733. That's the toll-free number. Call in. Talk about anything you want. This is Luther.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
I'm sorry. Actually, I didn't unmute your mic, Mark.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
And Mark.
Yeah, Mark is back, finally.
Woohoo! In uniform. So
yes.
Sexy.
Back from your firefighters meeting, I see.
Mm. I did. Yeah, we pumped some stuff.
Ready for his next calendar shoot.
Right.
Maybe attending your next party as a performer.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Oh.
I do have red suspenders. You can see it at cam.freetalklive.com.
Hopefully your rates are affordable. Because I have
a birthday party
coming up.
That'll be great for you.
So this is Free Talk Live, the show where we take your calls, and you can talk about anything. So to prove that, let's go to Scott the Bigot in Mass. Scott, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Very well, Scott. Thank you for calling.
What's on your mind tonight?
Have you heard of did you ever read the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion?
I heard it was a fake.
The Jews claim it's a forgery, but it's not. Let me explain the history to your listeners. In the turn of the century, late 1890s in Tsarist Russia, the Jews claim that the Tsarist secret police wrote these 24 protocols, which was essentially said that it was a Jewish plot to take over the world from the Goyim, which is a Jewish derogatory, disparaging word for Gentile. The Jews have always claimed that, but in essence, they're authentic, and they were made authentic by Henry Ford, who during the 1920s, when he published the...
Wait a second. How can Henry Ford make something that's not authentic authentic?
It was authentic. He proved it was authentic because...
Oh, I see.
I'll tell you why. Because the protocols came out in 1896. The International Jew that Mr. Ford, Henry Ford, published came out 25 years later in 1920.
I heard he was a bigot, too, yeah.
And he was anti-Semitic. And Mr. Ford said that in 1920, you have to understand, World War I had already occurred. It already happened.
And lots of Jews fought on the side of Germany, as a matter of fact, in World War I, right?
They did, some of them.
But, Scott, come on. I was hoping you would keep this as bigoted as possible.
No, but what I'm saying is this. In other words, if the International Jew published by Henry Ford came out in 1920 and the protocols came out in 1896, World War I had already occurred, 1914 to 1918. To make a long story short, the protocols of the learned elders of Zion already had mentioned that there would be a world war. And that was a quarter of a century before Ford published The International Jew. There's 24 protocols, and your listeners, if they want, what does this have to do with America? Everything. It shows a world Jewish program.
This is really my question, Scott, because when you just keep on dropping the term Jew here.
It is a world Jewish program over the world.
Scott, can you give us a second here?
Here's what I want to know, though. Are you talking about some Jews that are getting together and getting ready to rule the world? Are you talking about every Jew?
This is international Jews. Let me explain what that means. George Soros is an international Jew.
Okay. Did he, sign up for a club? Does he have a membership card?
No. They are an elite club that control, the Rothschild families. They control banking. They control finance. They control the media in the United States.
So why can't they just be about those things? Why is it special that they're Jewish?
So your average Jew doesn't know anything, right?
Some Jews don't know anything.
Okay, so my friend Andrew, he's Jewish. Is he part of this conspiracy?
Probably not. The big boys, the international Jews, like the Rothschilds.
So, just out of curiosity, Scott, a little more. Is anybody in the club that's not Jewish?
No.
So, now why would the Jews, these international Jews that you keep talking about, let every single other world leader, except those of Israel, be not Jewish? I mean, you'd think that they'd just say to themselves, well, screw it, we're in charge, let's just be in charge. I mean, for God's sakes, if the Goy don't like it, we'll line them up and gas them.
They have. There's three, I'm trying to make it as simple as for your listeners as possible. The reason why we're in war
is
because in the protocols, it says here in the protocols that the Jews need war to keep everything going.
No, the military-industrial complex needs war to keep everything going.
This is what protocol number two says. Economic war is the foundation of the Jewish predominance. We have wars in Iraq, Afghanistan. We were attacked on 9/11. because of the over $10 billion the U.S. gives to Israel in military and economic aid.
That's a war of economics?
So the Jews caused our nightmare in the Middle East.
No. The political leaders in the United States caused the nightmare in the Middle East.
Hear, hear.
The bum that you give a dollar to isn't the one who caused you to be a dollar poorer. You're a dollar poorer because you gave it to him, Scott.
What do you mean? In other words, there's a Gentile front. But Barack Obama, let's look at Barack Obama. He's merely a Gentile front for George Soros. And
okay. Why would they need to make them Gentile fronts? Why wouldn't they just put Jewish people in charge?
Because they don't want the masses, the goyim, to know that it's the Jews. So, they want to put up a front so the populace doesn't want to go out and have pogroms against the Jews. That's
they certainly
why.
Are.
They
are
want to
true.
Hide it. They want to hide their evil intentions. And this is what's gone on in the United States.
Well, you've got, besides the Jews, you've got problems with the blacks and the gays. I mean, like, to you, the whole world is a dangerous, terrible place, right?
Yes, it is. It is. Blacks have taken over. The Jews have always been...
How did blacks take over? They're less than 20% of the population. Exactly where... What did they take over?
Try driving
through a neighborhood, a white neighborhood being black, and I'll tell you whether or not they've taken over.
They're a drag on our society.
Don't they have to be? I mean, I work with a black fellow, and he's, you know, works just as hard as I do.
No, there's ghettos and everything. And,
lots
and,
of white people live in ghettos.
Yes, I live in the ghetto. White I'm white.
White. I am shocked, Scott, that you have not brought up that Don't Ask, Don't Tell ended today. And I'm wondering if you think that fits into the international Jewish plot to rule the world.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Why didn't you?
No, because I didn't get there yet.
Oh, okay, my bad. I thought you were on top of the anti-gay
homosexuality, communism, socialism, humanism. Any time that there is a left wing, far out, anything left wing movement is always, always led by the Jews. Communism is a Jewish invention. Karl Marx was Jewish. Leon Trotsky was Jewish.
Yeah. No evidence for those claims necessary, right?
Say that again?
You don't need evidence for those claims.
In other words, it's a known fact that communism is Jewish.
And this relates to Don't Ask, Don't Tell ending.
No,
being
I dated a Jewish girl who was a capitalist. Do you want to explain that one to me?
I can see you being sarcastic. The Jews.
I'm not. I'm being serious.
For example, the Jews pushed the civil rights movement of Martin Luther King. To answer your question, the Jews pushed the homosexual and lesbian movement. Anything that's
to what end?
To the extent that they want to drag down and destroy the morality of Christian society.
Well, I'm not a Christian. I don't care either way. Like, if men and men want to have relations with each other, that's fine with me. If a woman and a woman want to have relations with each other, that's fine with me. It doesn't drag me down at all. It has no effect on me.
Right, it really has nothing to do with your morality.
Gentlemen, we live in a depraved world. The world is getting sicker and sicker.
You live in a depraved world,
You can
Scott.
Speak for yourself. My world is awesome.
Your world's depraved. It's full of hate.
I go through, wherever I go, I see women 500 pounds. I see people with long hair tattoos in their tongues, on tattoos all over their bodies.
Are they hurting you?
Yeah, what's wrong with tattoos? I think that's art.
It's not normal. I want to see a world.
Being a bigot isn't normal.
I see the world the way that the world should be. And the world that I...
Just a second, Scott. Should women stay at home and not work?
Women work because of economics. But if I had my way and economics could direct it, I would prefer to have women stay at home. But I understand why they go out into the workforce. But
so men should be slaves to women.
Women want to feminize men. They want to weaken men. They want to knock men down.
Okay. Scott, thanks for the call.
I believe everything he said.
You've converted, huh?
I just feel dirty.
855-450-3733. We'll be taking your calls. This is Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
The The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing you can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com? Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 603-435-1105. That's the number. Call in. Talk about anything you want, from the political to the personal. This is Luther.
And Mark.
And Derek J.
I'm sorry, Mark.
And Mark.
So, Mark, you want to tell us about the newest from Ruger?
That's right. Ruger's new SR-40C is the compact version of the recoil-reducing striker-fired SR-40 pistol, one of the slimmest and most ergonomic full-sized 40-caliber pistols on the market today. The SR-40C is based on the same high-performance glass-filled nylon frame as those used on so many great Ruger pistols, offering the same features, including a slim frame, short trigger reach, reversible backstrap, ambidextrous controls. The SR-40C features a throw-hardened stainless steel slide or an alloy steel slide with Nitrodox Pro Black finish. You can see it at Ruger.com and purchase it at your local gun dealer. Again, you can see it at Ruger.com, but you have to get it at your local gun dealer.
All right, let's go to the phones. We got Captain Ned in Florida listening on WFLA. Ned, are you with us?
Yeah, Free and Freeman, day 42.
That's right.
Yeah,
leave him in there. I'm kind of enjoying myself.
Man, it's still caged like the 800-pound Liberty gorilla that he is, you know? But you know what happens when you've been caged, and I've looked through the bars. I'm light years away from where Mark was and not even close to where Ian was. But you become what's called cagier, you know, after you've looked through the bars. And I hear Mark laughing, and that's exactly what's going to happen with Ian. He's going to be a lot cagier coming out.
Hope so.
Anyway, I one of you guys, I believe it was Derek, is a little bit down on my guy Thomas Jefferson.
That was me, actually. I was a little down on him. Yes, I claimed that he raped people.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, he's like another president. One of my favorites, William Jefferson Clinton. You see the parallel there? And yeah, he didn't have sex with that woman either. But
a little bit of a difference.
Well, you know, there's things I didn't like about Clinton either. You know, he gave supercomputers to the commie red Chinese. But let me just read you a quick quote from Thomas Jefferson. Those who hammer their guns into plowshares will plow for those who don't.
Okay.
Well, yeah, prophetic. I hear that.
Yeah. I definitely think he's got a lot of great quotes, you know, especially about banking.
He had some slaves, but that was the thing of the day, you know. And
I don't think that makes it right.
No one wonders what would happen if in that situation if you free your slaves. I mean, you know, you're really talking about what Virginia. You're just gonna let them go. Where are they gonna live?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Well, he advocated freeing them, but he never actually got around to doing it. I mean, he could have had them on as workers or even as indentures. Well,
hey, but you don't know how he really treated them.
Let me just cut in. Let me refresh everybody's memory. Who actually sold those slaves into slavery were the black tribal leaders from Africa, okay?
Yeah, that was part of it, but also you could just go and grab them.
Well, you know, it's one of those things, guys. It was a long time ago. But anyway, another quote from Jefferson. In questions of power, then, let no more be heard of confidence in man, but bind him down for mischief by the chains of the Constitution. So you got that chain thing, but you got to agree with that. There's a lot to that.
Eh. I don't know. Bind them down to the chains of a document that people never signed?
He signed it. 13 unanimous civil states signed it.
Well, he signed it, then let him follow it. But don't let him say, since I signed this document, everyone who comes after me has to abide by it.
And actually, it was 14 states, so technically one of them was a republic at the time. That's Vermont.
Yeah, well, right by New Hampshire. Bless their hearts, you know. But anyway, I've been dying to get this one off. Okay, anybody who says the Constitution is an old, dated document, if some freedom people, like, say, me and some of the people you guys got on that side of the microphone were on a train in Red China, there's nothing to keep you from going to that camp. Okay, the only thing that keeps you from going here to a reeducation camp is that Constitution, and you better believe that.
I don't believe that.
There's not. Well, you cannot believe it all you want.
I think physics is what gets me from here to there.
Yeah. Well, if you were in that cattle train in Red China, you'd be getting a cattle prod where it shouldn't be. I can guarantee you.
You mean if I go to the airport and get the prod where I don't want it to be?
Hey, I'm talking about that too because TSA, it's our business to touch your business. You know, I agree with that. We've got to fight that at every level.
Yeah,
you've got to use the Constitution to do it. One day out of the year should be a day where everybody says no search without a warrant and let those planes all sit. But
how about 365 of those days?
Well, you have to fly wherever you're going to go. Why not do it one day? Let every one of those planes sit on the ground while they get a warrant to search each and every one of you per the Fourth Amendment. Well, that's what I'm talking about. People got to stand up. You got to stand up like George Washington did, those guys, those freedom fighters. A lot of guys caught cannonballs in the head who were fighting many, many moons ago for what you guys all take for granted. I'm not saying what you guys, but anybody who's berating the Constitution. Well, I know you can yawn and him and haw, but it's the fact.
The Constitution's valuable. I just think that at this point it has been almost entirely overrun.
I think the point
that maybe it's not a defensible position anymore, I think, is really where
I'm
at.
I'm wound up about a bunch of things, like the war on drugs, which is camouflaged as a war on grandmothers, and also this war on dogs by the cops. There's a lot of good cops, but this war on dogs thing has got me so wound up, I can't even tell you.
Yeah. Sure, sure. We've been talking about it. I'd like to get back to something you said earlier, that these guys fought for my freedoms. And if that's what they did back in the day, I'd have to say they did a poor job of it because I'm losing them left and right.
Well, you're not fighting for them, my brother. You're not.
I am. I'm here in New Hampshire. I'm sticking up for myself. I don't have to kill brown people to do it, do I?
Well, they were taking grape shot in the gut and dying from infection.
I think he's talking about the...
Oh, the
Revolutionary War, which, I mean, if you're going to claim that somebody fought for your freedom, I think that the Revolutionary War would be the one that you would...
Those guys fought and died for rights that many of us are taking for granted on a minute-by-minute basis, but that's what I mean. At some point, and I think you can see the rising tide of liberty. It's rising now. You can feel it.
Sure. Well, Captain, maybe that was their mistake, was using violence to fight for liberty. Maybe they ought to have used some other means that was nonviolent, like maybe hitting them in their pocketbooks.
The Quakers at the time didn't do a very good job of representing nonviolence. They really did a poor job.
Mark, as well you know, at some point in your life, you're going to have some violence unless you want to be a victim. You know, you're either a predator or prey at some point.
Yeah, but what do you think... What do you think about taking on the TSA by just buying a bunch of refundable tickets, and then when they try and touch you, you just let that plane sit because there's no one to fill it?
Maybe July 4th or whatever, everybody says, hey, you know what? You're not searching me without a warrant. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you think you've got authority. They have no right to touch you, and if everybody did it, those planes would sit, okay?
But there are other ways those planes could sit.
Yeah, but people also still have to get where they're going.
Well, you know what? That's that. You know, the guys who crossed the Delaware River when it was freezing cold, they had to get where they were going, too. You guys are taking the easy way out. But let me read one more thing from Jefferson. The good sense of the people will always be found to be the best army. They may be led astray for a moment, but will soon correct themselves. And that's all I got, guys. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Captain.
Thanks for your call, Captain. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever you want.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Brother, what with me? No woman be here. I just can't watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret your credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3723. This is the show where you take control. Talk about anything you want. This is Luther.
And Mark.
And Derek.
Jay. Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the four CD course is so easy the average eighth grader can learn it in a weekend. This is invaluable information, the kind of thing you should have learned in civics class in school and they didn't teach you. You can visit jurisdictionary.com and download all kinds of free tools they have there for you. The free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletter, the free legal dictionary, watch free videos. You can also buy the course. When you do, remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out to let them know that you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so let's go to the phones, and we're going to try to get through your calls. Let's go to Shadow in Alabama listening on WBHP. Shadow, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All
yeah,
right.
I was listening to what y'all were talking about, and I thought I'd try to inject a little humor here, but also bring up an interesting point. Now, we take the suicide bombers out here, and we've all been told, well, when you martyr yourself to Islam, you get to the other side and, you know, right into paradise, and you got all these 75 hot, young, lovely ladies waiting for you. Why, they're so hot, they all wear many foam fire extinguishers and hoses on their belt. Their hoses on their belt so that when they get out of flame up, they can put themselves out, man, you know? Okay. So then we say, well, what do you tell the ladies then for the suicide bombers? Do you tell them that if they martyr themselves for Islam when they get over to paradise, they get an unlimited shopping spree, you know, all the designer stuff and everything else they want, plus all the yummy chocolate they can eat without even putting an ounce on. I mean, you know, what do they tell them?
I don't know. I would hope they don't tell them the reciprocal.
70 inexperienced young boys.
Just what they want.
Yeah, then the thing I wanted to make my point about, and just look at it for a moment. Put yourself in the role of a potential suicide bomber. The imam's talking to you, and he's giving you all this BS and all like that. Wouldn't you feel like looking at him and saying, now, wait a minute. If paradise is so great, then why aren't you there? Why are you trying to talk me into going there? How come you're not there?
Surely somebody said this, and it has to be something like, oh, well, Allah's work for me is here teaching people or something like that. I mean, it's amazing how gullible folks are. I mean, you know, I suppose in the army chaplains could be asked the same thing.
Yeah. Well, I thought that up myself on your show one time.
Yep.
That same question and everything. So that's an interesting question, though, isn't it?
It does make one wonder.
Yeah. Okay. Well, have a good night, you guys.
All right. Thanks for the call, Shadow. Let's go to Nick in Illinois. Nick, are you with us?
Hi. I have to disagree with Captain Ned. He said that the Constitution keeps us from being sent to the camps like if we were to go to Red China. Mm-hmm. Well, where was the Constitution when FDR sent the Japanese Americans to live in concentration camps during World War II?
Excellent point.
Yeah. It's just a piece of paper. It honestly can't stop politicians from doing anything they really want to do if they want to do it.
Yes, you know? the only thing that really protects against abuse is public outcry generally, because the government can't really get away with doing anything like too blatantly egregious, especially now in this new media world where information travels instantly. And that's why that saying the camera is the new gun, because it's public knowledge of things that protects more than any constitution does.
Oh yeah, Nick.
Absolutely.
I totally agree.
Do you guys have any thoughts on this?
Well,
what?
The camera is the new gun. I'm so glad you brought up, Nick. Do you carry a camera around everywhere you go?
Yes.
Thank goodness. And I'll bet the people around you are safer for it.
Although I do live in Illinois.
At this point, Illinois has been it's been ruled. You know, there was just a ruling that came down in that case yesterday that essentially that public employees have no expectation of privacy. So you should be safe now.
Will that stop them from taking me to court about it, though, and wasting all my time?
Likely it will stop them from taking you to court. It may not stop them from taking you to jail and then dropping the charges a little later.
Yeah, but why not countersue? I mean, is it really a waste of time if you're making some money off of their mistakes?
Yeah, plus at this point there is a ruling in the case, so therefore there's precedent. That means what they're doing would be illegal, and you would be able to sue them joint and severally, as I understand it.
Yeah, I do feel safer now.
Also, make sure when you have the next step up from a camera is a smartphone that streams to the internet.
Well, yes, that's what I have, is a smartphone.
Because
that way they can't take your recording and erase it or destroy it in any way. You know, it's already on the internet. There's nothing they can do about it.
If cameras are the new gun, then smartphones that stream to the internet are the new RPG.
Yes. All right. Anything else on your mind tonight, Nick?
Nope, that's all. Bye.
All right.
Thanks for sharing.
Thanks for your call.
That was great.
Yep. So, Derek, you had something you wanted to come back to, right?
Well, I did want to just reiterate Nick's point that the Constitution can't do anything, that words on paper aren't what's stopping anyone from committing egregious acts of violence against others.
I think it's preferable,
it's only humans,
to not having one, though, right? I mean, wouldn't you agree that a list of rights is preferable to no list of rights?
No.
No,
I don't find that preferable, because living in a community where everyone's just like, well, but look at the big blackboard. These are the rules that we all decided to live by. I think it's better to have no blackboard at all and just listen to your heart, because I think that people's hearts are more in the right place than what some bureaucrat decided.
I think having the list could be a good way to maybe articulate it for some people.
Well, it's like a reference for most people. It's just like, oh, so what are the good rules to live by in the world? Don't steal and stuff. But you don't need any words on paper to make that a reality in your own life and practice.
Well, I think that the concern isn't that the that the rules are something for you to live by. The Constitution shouldn't be binding you at all. It should be a document supposedly that binds the government. And all I'm saying is that the binds may be really loose and hanging there, but aren't some really bad bounds? What are they? Bindings?
Bindings, I think.
Bad bindings, better than no bindings at all. And, you know, Captain Ned did mention Red China, and I think that there are some examples of how people in China are, you know, in some cases more free, and in some cases less free than they are here in the United States. I think there's some stuff to look at there. But, you know, the whole communist government thing scares the crap out of me. I would prefer to be in the United States than Cuba. For instance.
I don't know. Speaking of communist government, there's Congress is prepared to make a law that would make Facebooking at work a felony. And they're talking about doing this. This comes from the AtlanticWire.com. So they're trying to branch it off of the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, which was instituted, I think, in 86 or so. It's been updated a few times.
Yeah,
but
we talked about this a little bit last night.
I'm interested in hearing what Derek has to say about it.
Yeah, this is a kind of a different aspect of it.
Okay, well, the idea is that anyone who frauds someone over a computer can be charged with a felony, and the federal government's trying to look tough on cybercrime, right? Mm-hmm. It's could be in some preparation for their own cybercrime, but what they're doing is taking away rights from individuals by dictating what their contracts will be between them and their employers, or making it possible for an existing contract between an employer and an employee to have a felony. So if they're like wasting time at work or doing something with their computer that they're not supposed to, then they can be brought to a pretty serious lawsuit about it.
It's amazing. Yeah. They're using the terms of service on some websites as sort of, you know, if you violate the terms of service, somehow you violated federal law. And they've made it a felony now. And it's crazy. And this includes, the rules that companies have as far as surfing on the Internet.
What they don't mention is then you won't be able to carry a gun because you'll be a felon.
No, that's absolutely true.
855-450-3733. Should you be a felon because you use Facebook at work? More coming up.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we whittle agents' intellects into pointy, sharp utensils, and this is a pop quiz. What is the best way to save on insurance if you own a car and a house? Should you A, sit down with a farmer's agent to combine your policies into a delightful savings sandwich, or B, keep separate policies? The answer? A, talk to us and pass the mail.
We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Freak Talk Live. Moments remain. Not even going to give out the phone number because we got callers on the line. This is Luther.
And Mark.
And Derek J.
Cigarettes. They don't call them coffin nails for nothing. You've probably been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try. It's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier by some metrics. Listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will already save about $120 a month, so you already start being richer, feeling better, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? You'll get the Vaporsmiths starter kit, which is one of the best-made vaporizers on the market today. It's got a larger vaporizer, so you get a good hit from the e-cigarette. All you have to do is purchase 40 cartomizers and use coupon code FTL. That's FTL is in Free Talk Live. When you go to Vaporsmiths.com, and you'll get free shipping. You'll get a free starter kit at Vaporsmiths.com, or you can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com 855-2-GET-VAPOR.
All right, let's go to the phones and to the fun, as Ian used to say. Let's go to Johnson in Connecticut. Johnson, you with us?
Yep. So, as in typical fashion, the government is doing the opposite of what it intends on this Facebook thing.
All right.
I would assume that the government is trying to, you know, obviously increase work, you know, because they think that people are goofing off at work or doing, you know, non-work activities by
right.
Facebook.
If they can just make employees more productive, then businesses will make more money, and then they'll be able to tax more.
Or is it the corporations going to the government saying, oh, they're wasting our time by going on Facebook, make them stop?
I can't imagine that.
No.
Okay.
But, of course, there are several studies that have been done that show that surfing and going on Facebook and, you know, browsing through YouTube and doing that for, you know, a couple minutes every, you know, half an hour, makes people more productive. It makes them more willing to work longer work days and stay at work. It makes them, you know, not hate their jobs so much and want to leave immediately as soon as they possibly can, so that people, they work, you know, they can check their personal email. They'll stay there and get more done and be more re-energized to actually do more when they're there as well.
Totally. And think about all the important messages, right, that these people are getting on their social media sites. It could be from their own child who's in danger, right? So if they're not able to check this
people
stuff...
People do communicate through Facebook more and more these days.
Right.
Yeah, it's easier than email.
It could take the place of texting for some person who is in danger. Right. So imagine if you just can't get that because of this law. You'd be a felon if you found the message that your son was in danger and you wanted to go save him.
Right. And it's another thing. You know, it's like obviously that there's no possible way that this law would get through legitimately. They've got to pass it at the federal level and push it through and force it on people rather than, you know, trying to actually promote this law and get people to try and agree to it, because it would never fly. People know that this is the truth. I mean,
absolutely.
Know.
Actually, Johnson, this is the law. They're just upgrading it from misdemeanor to felony now. That's the amazing thing, is the federal prosecutors won't go after anything the federal level. They don't want to deal with anything that's not a felony. And so that's the reason they're bumping it up, is because they just can't get enough people with this law. They're just not getting enough people.
Right, not making enough money and clogging up the court systems with useless junk so that they can, you know, fleece more people.
Yeah,
sure, sure. If it's a felony, it's worth more effort to go after these kind of people, I guess.
Right, and it's like they're, you know, they're trying to build this prison society where everyone's got something on the record that they can hold over people's heads.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you, do you think this is about turning regular people into criminals?
Well, it's like that System of a Down song, prison. You know, they talk about how there's just more and more prisons. The prison population is growing, and if you look at the graph of inmates, you know, the prison population over the past couple of years, it's a hockey stick. You know, it's suddenly within the past 10-20 years, the prison population in the United States is just shooting up.
Yeah, I think it probably started in the mid-80s with the sort of the crack busts is where it really began. And then governments realized, holy moly, this is a real mine, because people will pay for they'll pay the taxes to keep these folks in prison. This is great.
Right. It's so scary.
Johnson, will you be participating in civil disobedience by surfing Facebook at work?
Laws to break.
Yeah, this is one of the most fun to break.
Especially if you run a business. You know? Just tell your employees, yeah, this is a law. Break it, please.
Well, at that point, it's not unauthorized use of the Internet. You can only be breaking the law if the rule is at your business.
Is it unauthorized,
they can't use the
Internet, or is it Facebook?
It's unauthorized use of the Internet.
Yeah.
Well, okay, actually, then I'm going to have to take a little bit of a different tack then.
Well,
if you have an agreement with your employer that says don't do this, then yeah, you should be doing your job and not sneaking around stealing from your employer.
Right, but it's not an issue. It's not a felony. If the employer wants, that's a disciplinary issue with the employer and the employee.
Exactly.
And frankly, it can be worked out better because,
well, usually it is.
Yeah, but
at that point, because you're taking money for working you're not doing.
I'm not entirely sure that's true, and here's I'd like to point that out. I worked at a place that I don't think they were very strict on their rules as far as what you could do or what you couldn't. But during my break time, I would surf the Internet and check out FARC and things like that, stuff that I was going to look at on the air later on. And, you know, it may not have been part of their rules that I could do such a thing, but I wasn't stealing from them because it wasn't company time.
And I agree with you there, but if it's unauthorized use of the Internet on company time, then it is stealing.
Yeah, but how much stealing is it?
What are you getting paid per hour?
Okay, you get paid $12 an hour.
You know, I used to Facebook at work on my BlackBerry, and I got all my work done, so I don't see how I was stealing.
But still, Johnson, even if you do see it as theft, and I can kind of relate with you there, wouldn't you rather have the situation where you've broken a contract with your employer solved with a mediator rather than the government injustice system?
Of course. I'm just saying that I can see at least a little bit where it's coming from. You shouldn't be, someone should not be stealing from their employer by going on the Internet if that's specifically the agreement with their employer. But on the other flip side of that, they shouldn't be working for that employer in the first place.
It's a two-way street.
Blackball them. They know that they can't get employees if they make those conditions.
Right. No. Well, that's what it really boils down to. And employers don't need to lose all their employees to figure that out. It just needs to be a little bit of exchange between the employees and employers.
Well, the solution I've seen when I worked for Xerox is that they had their network set up within the office where you could not go onto Facebook, YouTube, other, you know, MySpace, other social networking websites because they were blocked by the network.
I'm sure you could circumvent that quite easily.
If you knew what you were doing, which I don't. I'm not a computer guy.
Right.
So, anything else on your mind tonight, Johnson?
Well, just a quick thing. If you do happen to be at work and you do want to break this law, you could just go to a translator software like Google Translate and enter your website in there. So, like, if you translate Facebook from English into English, yeah, you can access their site through the firewall because you're actually accessing it through a translator and not directly.
Oh, very nice.
There you go.
Wouldn't have thought of that.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for that information on how to steal from my boss.
Yeah, thanks for cluing us in.
We're going to go to Brian in Texas. Brian, you got a minute.
Hey, guys. On the war fighter diet, as far as MREs go, you get a kosher, you can get kosher MREs, you can get vegetarian MREs. And
yeah, we were talking about this earlier, Derek and I, about if there were options on what you can eat in the military. And I was going to bring this
that's
up.
An MRE.
Yeah, the MREs. They're like the little instant meal.
It's like a lunchbox in a pack.
Yeah.
Can you get vegetarian ones?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Vegetarian and kosher. And
well, I'm all
actually,
for more options.
And even if you go, like I was in the Marine Hall, in the Marine Corps, so you go to the mess hall in the Marine Corps, and usually, you know, Navy cooks, Navy stewards, and you could get anything from fried chicken, mashed potatoes, gravy, and green beans to you know, the veggie burgers and fries. And
With Dave?
Well, I wouldn't know, and the deal with me, I kind of worked alone.
Okay.
Now, I'm curious about this. Do Marines not have cooks?
Well, we do, but they're not very good.
So almost all the cooks for the Marines are Navy cooks?
Yes, sir. Most all the time, there is some Marine cooks. But, I mean, it depends the base that you're on, so...
All right. Well, thanks for the call tonight, Brian. Unfortunately, we are out of time.
Darn.
But it has been a good episode. I want to thank you for joining me, Derek. And Mark, thanks for showing up.
Yeah, I finally showed up.
Yep. So Free Talk Live, we'll be back 7 nights a week.
Check us out at freetalklive.com.
That's right.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
If I set it free, I wonder how far it will go.
We're CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans across the country to what matters most. We're committed to providing better service with consistently fast speeds and 5-year price lock guarantees. And since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest, straightforward service delivered by real people who are happy to help you explore what's next. See how far you might go. CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com. Oh, yeah.